Hi, I'm Lacey. Life is too fun to be held down by kids.
Hi, I'm Amy. Being a mom is the most rewarding job ever.
Loose lips and childbearing hips.
Happy New Year! My resolution is to be more fun.
This is Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips, and I am Lacey G.
She shares a little too much sometimes, because I wouldn't have said that. But it just makes her that much more endearing.
And with me today is my partner in crime. She's been so busy doing family stuff for the holidays, but she is free on a very important day, New Year's Eve. But I can't convince her to come party with me. I even bribed her with meatballs and champagne. And then I remembered she doesn't like meat. And maybe she doesn't like fun. Possibly she doesn't like me. Her name is
Amy Nichols. That is not true.
You told me you have no plans for New Year's Eve.
I don't.
And I was like, cool, my friend's having a party. And it's a meatball party. And it's so cool because we did this for my birthday a couple years ago. And so you just make your own kind of meatballs. So there's all these different variations of meatballs. And you just get to pick them and eat them. I mean, it's just little, like appies.
Yeah.
But we had so much fun at my birthday party several years ago. And so I was like, great, you can come. And then come to find out you don't like meat, which is also weird.
It's not weird. I prefer other. Like, I'm not a beef. Like, meatballs, no.
So steak?
I mean, I've had a good steak, but I don't ever crave it. I'm not like,
hamburger?
And some cow, no. I mean, I'll eat it.
Hmm.
It's fine. I mean, it's fine. It's just not fantastic.
Steak, burgers, and Mexican food is the reason that I could never be a vegetarian. Oh. If it wasn't for those, I think, oh, meatloaf, duh. Yeah. I can't go without meatloaf.
I do like Mexican food and Thai. Those are my two favorites.
Because I prefer vegetables and stuff, too. I mean, I hate fried food. And I know that's an unpopular opinion.
Weird. That is weird.
I don't like fries. I like sweet potato fries sometimes, but usually I'm not a big starchy person. Mac and cheese, get in my mouth right now. I will get down on some mac and cheese. But I prefer sweet potatoes over regular potatoes or fries.
I do too, with the sweet potatoes.
Speaking of food, do you remember one of the first things that we did this year?
Was it our lobster?
Yes.
I was looking through pictures. I still never told my husband, Josh, that we went and I spent that kind of money. And so I was looking at pictures. I'm going to make like a photo book or something for family for Christmas. And so I'm scrolling through the year and all these lobster pictures show up, like me holding it up. And I'm like, oh my God, he was right next to me. I'm like, I got to scroll through this really fast. Maybe you won't notice. But it was so good.
Because did you tell me that you had never had lobster before, or just never go out for lobster?
I'd never had a lobster tail. I've had like lobster bisque and lobster things like that, but not a whole tail.
I love lobster.
I love lobster.
I love seafood. I love steak. And whenever you told me that, it blew my mind. But then last year, it was the end of the year whenever I found this out, and we were both too busy. So we had to wait until the beginning of the year.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had a girlfriend day.
It was
and we
great.
Went out and we got some lobster.
And some wine.
It was delicious. Mm-hmm. But this is a very special show because it's our last show of the year.
Yes, it is.
This is our New Year show.
But we'll be back.
Hopefully. As far as we know.
That's the plan.
We shall see. So I want to kick this off. Immediately, we've been doing this podcast for almost a year now.
Yes.
We started off so amateur, and throughout the year, we've gotten very mediocre. So, I mean, by next year, we might make it. We might be professionals, Amy.
I know it. I believe it.
Might make it big. But I grabbed some of what I thought was some of the best moments of the show, and then we have others that we're going to play. But first, here's a cool little montage.
I love how it's loose lips and childbearing hips because I think of
That makes you think about a It's
loose
always
lips.
Made me think of a
okay. I didn't think about that. It's so unfortunate for women because we just have a lose-lose situation. Either we walk around with what we have or maybe look out and get good surgery, or there's others that just look like the late Joan Rivers. I feel bad for women. Me included. I feel bad for me.
I feel bad for you. And I feel bad for me.
he would talk English with a Hispanic accent to all his coworkers, his crew. So whenever we go to this Thai restaurant, he speaks to these people in a Hispanic accent, and they're not Hispanic, they're Asian. So because of you, stepdad, I have to sneak and get to-go food from our favorite restaurant so you don't embarrass me.
And she goes, oh my God, you're wearing really white underwear. And I'm like, girl, that's not my underwear. I was wearing thong. So that was just straight up white booty.
All right, I'll ditch my kids. Who hates me? And if you hate me, why do you hate me?
Do you hate people?
Hell yeah, but the people who hate me, they need to focus on other things besides hating me. I'm insignificant.
I said, did you see that Josh just stepped on my foot underneath your desk? I'm like, I wanted everybody to know.
You said that to the prosecutor?
Yes. I was like, he doesn't want me talking. He just stomped on my foot.
I once told my husband, we're cleaning out the garage and we have so much of his crap. And I said, do you realize that I could chop your body up into little pieces and hide you amongst your crap and no one would ever find you?
When me and Josh decided to have kids, decided.
Why are there penises everywhere? I just don't understand.
It's a sign. So you can change, Lacey. You can change, like me.
Why do I want to change? What do I need to change?
I don't know. Lots of things.
Like?
No, I'm not saying you need to change lots of things, but you can change lots of things if you want to.
What should I change? He's like, you're going somewhere.
No, I'm not. Speaking to the masses. Damn it.
Want to change anything?
Cut that out then. I'm not nagging on you. I don't have anything to say. You want me to say something and I have nothing.
Did you just go hard S on it?
That.
Yeah.
Probably.
Did you just go hard S on it again?
Yes. Probably.
Amy, how much of that do you remember?
I remember all of it. I mean, now that I'm reminded of it, but I had forgotten of a few things. Just like, why do I say those things? Why do you even? I'm killing myself slowly.
Oh my gosh. No. It's funny. That's why I had to put them together. That was just different drops that I had saved throughout the year, or different little moments from the show.
Oh, and by the way, we're funny.
We are?
Yeah.
Yay.
I mean, listen to that. We're good.
Yay!
I just decided.
Tell everybody. Well, you're related to everybody. If you could just get your whole family on board, yeah. I think we would be golden.
Mm-hmm.
But no, we've had a lot of fun this year.
We have.
And just stupid stuff comes out of our mouth constantly. We can't help it. It's because we have no filter. We don't think before we speak. We're not very good speakers.
Nope.
We are hardcore amateurs, but also, I just don't care. I can't help it. I don't care. There are things that I would protect and that I wouldn't say. There's a lot of stuff I used to say on an old radio station that I'm not willing to say anymore. I used to throw my family under the bus, hardcore, and it was all very true things, but now I'll do it only for comedic purposes. Then I'm just like, here's my life. It sucks. Feel sorry for me. But I'm not willing to do that because I don't want to be that person, you know?
Yeah.
I don't want to be white trash.
It doesn't look good.
Yeah. I'm trying to rise above that. And it's so long ago, but we have said a lot of things that we shouldn't have said.
Yeah.
Especially me.
And me. I don't know. I don't know, Lacey.
At the beginning of the year, we had discussed things that we were doing wrong in 2017. And I wish that I had had time to listen to it to see if we had changed any of that.
Or if we just... Have we improved?
I doubt it. Just continue to go downhill.
I think we did good right in the middle of the year. And then we like tanked.
We were working out hardcore. Well, because of you, I lost weight this year.
Me?
I had started losing weight last year and then stopped and put on a little bit more weight again. And then you and I started working out because you always want to do like the 30-day cleanses or something. Mm-hmm. And so if you would do it, then I would do it too. And so because of you, I actually lost, I don't know, 7 pounds this year probably that I've actually kept off.
Wow.
Yeah. And
that's great.
And I haven't been dieting.
I haven't either. Not recently, anyways.
You and I have not worked out in like, what, at least 2 months, if not longer.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Our lunges is my only workout.
Same. But anyway, here was a moment from whenever we decided we need to start doing things better in 2017. and I made this confession.
Hey, what happened?
I went to the woman's doctor last week, and it had been 3 days since I took a shower. Now, I did some, like, minor cleaning up before I went in, but what's the point of shaving? Like, what? I'm not getting all fancy for you.
Going to the lady doctor, it is a must to shower. You got to.
I assume same thing with, like, the nail lady. I'm not going to be the worst. Like, I'm bad, but they've had worse. Because whenever I go to get a pedicure, like, I let my toenails go for a long time.
Well, yeah, because they're going to fix them.
Yeah. And then it's your problem. But at least I pay to make that problem go away, you know?
Yeah, but the lady doctor, he doesn't fix anything for you.
That's pretty bad.
It's pretty true.
To have no shame like that. I'm just like, oh, whatever. I know I can't possibly be the worst. And I have a sensitive nose, so I know if I smell. And I don't smell. I should have said that.
Yeah.
I don't smell. But I mean, you know, sometimes you take off your shoes and your shoes smell, or I don't care. I don't shave before I go to the gyno. And my guy, and it's a dude too, but I like him. He's really, really nice. But he's my first male gyno. And he's very chatty.
Yeah, I don't like that.
We're like getting uncomfortable together. And he's like, so what have you been up to this year? How's everything? Have you been on vacation? And I'm just like, I feel weird talking about Disney while you're all up inside of me, but whatever.
Oh my gosh. Another low point of yours this year. I have many of my own low points, but this is just, since we're talking about it, was when you lied to the doctor about how much wine you drank. I loved that.
But who really does? Who tells the truth?
No, you stretch to the truth. Yeah, everyone does. I'd like to know the person who's 100% honest all the dang time.
And it was so funny because I told my husband, and I'm like, oh, I told him I have like 4 drinks a day. No, like a week. Like, come on. And I don't even drink that much. I'm trying to not drink during the week, but gosh, it's hard.
I'm totally guilty of that.
That's your treat after the end of a long day.
Mm-hmm.
So, Amy, I don't know if you remember this moment. First off, before we even get there, I am so freaking proud of you. And I know that you hate compliments, but I am so proud of you. Because whenever we were given the opportunity to do a podcast, my first I freaked out at first because I was like, oh, my God, who am I going to podcast with? Because Amy's not going to do
no.
it. And you're my best friend here.
This is so not me.
And I talked to you about it and you were like, I actually talked to Josh about it and I'm thinking about it. And so I was like, done, we're going to do it. And I don't know if I ever told you this. The very first episode we ever did, we did it with producer Mike, DJ Mike Morse.
Mm-hmm.
The reason that we did it with him was because I was trying to test out other people because I didn't know if you were going to work.
You needed to back up.
Yeah.
Well, that wasn't, gosh, I hardly even spoke in that one. I've really had to warm up to it. I'm glad you're proud of me. I'm okay.
Girl, you kill it. You kill it and you constantly trip me out. And the only thing that I hate about doing this podcast with you is now we have to save moments for the podcast. So like I get back from Italy and I want to talk to you about it, but I have to save it. And then I try to tell you about it and I'm sick and I can't even talk. So it didn't even matter. But that's the one thing that sucks. Or I'm like, screw it. I'll tell you again during the podcast because I just can't wait to tell you. But yeah. For the most part, we get back after a weekend or after a break. And it's like, how was your weekend? Cool. How was yours?
Good. Can't talk about it.
Yeah. Talk about it later. But anyway, I'm so proud of you because you have just, you're the favorite. I swear.
No.
I promise. I swear. You're the favorite. You're freaking awesome.
Well, thank you because you've really pushed me. I really don't think I'd do this unless you made me.
Girl, I don't put this crap in your head. The stuff that comes out of your mouth is all you, including this. We were talking about stupid fights and, you and Josh have a fight constantly about his missing pants, right?
Yes, yeah.
He thinks that...
I got rid of them because I don't like them, but I swear I did not.
But somehow the conversation evolved into this.
Hey, what happened?
Let me explain it to you as like if it were a dinosaur foot. That's what Josh's toes do. They like curl up with like talons. And when I talk about him, it's like I bring out my hands and I make the shape and I like clamp them down on the table or whatever. And I make it like a big visual. Everyone look at this weirdness.
You go all theatrical on it.
Yes, I do.
Oh my gosh, Amy.
Oh my gosh. And you know what else he does?
What?
He does like T-Rex arms whenever he's running.
So he can't be mad at you if he is legit a dinosaur.
I so forgot about that. He's like, can you please stop talking about my toes? And not just like on the podcast, just in general, in front of anybody.
Oh. So he has. So he still hasn't listened.
No, it's okay. No, just like I bring it up a lot.
I bring up Jeremy's nose is messed up, and I think it's the cutest thing ever. He was hit in the face with a hockey stick, and his nose is just exactly where it's not supposed to be. It's just crooked on his face. It's like if somebody moved your nose to the right just a little bit, and people at work make fun of him because his hat will be crooked and they're like, you can't line your hat up to your nose and all this. But I think it's adorable. And you say it's noticeable. I never noticed. Like I point it out to people because I think it's cute.
Well, that's how I noticed, because he pointed it out. Yeah. And really the flaws are what people love, especially actors or celebrities or whatever. Madonna's, you know, teeth and a whole bunch of other stuff, or like a mole or whatever.
Yeah. He just, his nose is so adorable. And I begged him to get, what is it? The sleep apnea surgery, because they can actually go through your nostrils and not change your nose, because I would never, I don't want him to change his nose. But if that required an actual nose job, I don't know that I'd be okay with it. He wouldn't look the same if he had a different nose.
We're going to have to go back and look at pictures of Jeremy before you kicked him in the face and after, because maybe it's more severe. I mean, I know he claims it's with a hockey stick, but I mean, do we really know?
I did break my foot on his nose, but that was funny though. I mean, it wasn't at the time, but
you thought it was funny.
I didn't move it out of place.
I'm just saying a little
more. You
can't
put that nose on me.
I'm sorry. I take it back. I need to stop opening up my mouth. There are so many things that, not that I regret saying, but throughout this year have been major lows for me.
Such as?
Like, maybe it's not even just talking about it, but just doing it. Like, dancing with another man. Ugh.
I disagree with that. I don't think that that was such a big deal.
I just feel so bad about it. I was trying to be a good person when I did it, and it just like blew up in my face.
I really don't think that you've done a lot worse than that,
like,
Amy.
Screaming at that, screaming about ice cream at that poor not boy young man. He had a job. That was a big low for me.
Oh my gosh, that just trips me out. And it's so funny because you told the story and you're like, man, I don't know if this is okay or if I'm going to get judged. And then what happens? Everybody on social media is like, Amy, you're my spirit animal. I've done the same thing. The only thing somebody said that was questionable was like, whenever you dumped your cup of water out the window, did you litter with it too? And you were like, I did not. And that was it. Nobody was like, oh my God, girl, you need to calm down.
They were worried about the earth, Mother Earth, over that nice young man.
You're about to say a little boy again.
No, I didn't.
You're about to say a little boy. There's been some other things you have said. I think you are a fantastic mother. I love the way that you and your husband
are real,
raise your kids. You don't lie, very upfront. I don't have anything specific that comes to mind right now, but your kids would ask something and I'm like, oh, well, how did you answer that? And your answer was just so well thought out. And you said it right off the cuff. Like, it's just like, how did you even come up? Because I don't know what I'd say. I have no idea. I'd be telling them the truth and then it'd scare them, you know? Because you got to sugarcoat it. You can't be graphic and tell them everything.
As much truth as they can handle. Like, you don't have to give all of it. Just, you know.
For example. This is a for example for me. For example, my mom and dad adopted my niece, and they told me to have the womanly talk with her. And they said, my mom had told her, like, scientifically, it's your body preparing for a baby, your cells are coming out, all this stuff that I really don't understand. So I tried that approach, and I'm like, well, you know, you're becoming a little lady, and just be ready, this could happen at any time. This could happen in a couple years. You really don't know. But your body's preparing for a baby. And she's like, but I don't want a baby right now. And I'm like, yeah, you're not going to have a baby now. Don't worry about that. But, you know, I'm just saying, graphic, whenever you start bleeding, she had no idea that that happened. So I'm like, Mom, you left an important part out. Like,
maybe that's why she gave you the job.
But also, maybe I didn't have to go straight there. But I didn't want her to freak out whenever.
Yeah. Have you seen people do.
Carrie?
Some people don't know. I've never seen. Is that the movie you're talking about?
Yeah.
Never seen it.
Her mom didn't tell her. And she started at school and thought there was something wrong. And everybody starts throwing pads and tampons at her. She I mean, she thought there was something wrong with her.
Like, in the halls,
if you don't know,
privately in the bathroom.
She was no, they were in the locker room at school taking a shower whenever it happened.
Wow,
very sad.
I do want to see that movie,
but at the same time, you have had a couple of mom of the year moments.
Well, I'm sure. I have two kids, and I'm thinking I'm going to just die. But also ruin their lives in the process.
So oh, yeah. I like it.
I think I'm going to, like, be at our favorite restaurant, eating chips, and I just, like, start choking. So not only do I die and leave them without a mother, but I'm also ruining our favorite restaurant. I just think that I'm just going to ruin all the special moments. So either that, like, they won't ever be able to go to that restaurant ever again or eat chips in
general.
Not
even that, but Amy, you're dying in front of your children. Oh. I mean, that is traumatic and scarring.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that too.
Say what?
You're supposed to have this moment when you meet your kid for the first time and you're like, wow, he's so beautiful. I didn't have that. I mean, yes, I did think my son was beautiful, but my first thought was his head is huge. He is like a mongoloid. So big-headed.
I also tried to find the clip where you were complaining about how dirty your kid's bathroom is and that you never go in there.
I cleaned it. Update, I have cleaned the bathrooms. Oh my gosh, my house smelled like bleach for days. It was horrific. I mean, yeah, a dirty bathroom is bad, but having to, like, it burned. Like,
yeah.
Even when I left the house, I was sitting at the desk at work and I still smelled bleach. It was awful.
But you're a great mom.
Yeah, I'm okay. I'm not the worst. Like, you know you're not the worst at the doctor. I know I'm not the worst mother, so. One of my favorite moments this year is when we got to play Boozed and Boozled. It was so much fun.
That was fun.
I got free candy. I got free beer. It was so great.
You weren't the worst person. I was.
Oh, wait. That's not where I was going.
That was a lot of fun. We need to play more games.
I agree.
The only problem is coming up with them. But Anna's a lot of fun to play with.
Yeah. I'm going to brainstorm. That's what I'm going to do.
You really shocked me in this moment. This was from episode 15, They Must Really Love Us. And it was because we always bitch and nag or tell the truth, and however you want to think about it, but whatever. And our husbands had been really nice to us. It was just like a good moment. I had been sick. Jeremy was taking care of me, all this different kind of stuff. And I saw this heartwarming story about a wife who was going through radiation and nobody could be near her. So her husband sat at the door of her bedroom in a chair because that was as close as he could get to her. And this is what my sweet friend Amy had to say about it.
Hey, what happened?
So he set up a desk at the front door of her bedroom, had the bedroom door open, set up a desk and sat there as close as he could to keep her company so she wouldn't be alone.
Oh.
And McKenna posted this photo and it went viral. I want to show it to you.
You know, it's really, really sweet. But my first thought was how uncomfortable it is to sit at a desk.
I worry about me sometimes, Amy, but I think you might have no soul as well.
No, I mean, like, why not like a little love seat or something with a little cushion for your back? I have problems.
That was your reaction. And it just floored me. I thought it was so hilarious, but you're such a sweet person and that's what you think of.
Gosh, it really is. I have to stand up in the middle of the day. Everyone does, you know, do a little stretch. It stinks sitting up. Maybe like a little cot outside the door.
My body is constantly sore from sitting at the desk and leaning over. But I know whenever I first moved to my desk in the man room, then it was still the man room. I was complaining to you and I was like, my seat's too high and my desk is too low and I have to lean over. And you came over to me and you lowered my seat for me because I didn't even know how to lower my
seat.
Yeah,
you didn't know the little lever on the side was there to help.
So a big moment for me this year that I'm still not over.
I love this.
I'm just going to play it.
Look at the picture, Kelly.
Oh.
Above the fireplace is too high. So my husband sends me the picture after finally hanging up this TV after like a year and a half. I show everybody. And they tell me that the TV's wrong. The TV is not wrong. That is exactly where it's supposed to be.
The TV is just like to the right of the fireplace.
So, yeah, still not over that.
I mean, you sound so desperate.
Well, and it made matters worse. Like, that was whenever my phone was broken, so I was on my iPad, and I ended up oversleeping that day. My iPad didn't wake me up, and I live so far away. Then I hit traffic. Then I get to work, like, an hour and a half late. So I'm wearing a freaking Rob Zombie shirt and my glasses. It took me, like, 2 seconds to get ready and just go ahead and come into work. And then I get here, and I get harassed about how my TV is wrong. Yeah. And it's not wrong. And they made me question myself, and I'd go home. I was still last night. I'm laying down watching TV, and then I'm looking above my fireplace, and I'm like,
no,
I'm still right. I guess people just need to come to my house to see it. And whenever we were in Italy, there was the most ridiculous TV placement ever. So I took a picture of it. That's how not over it I am. But still, to this day, I get tweets, retweets, likes over that damn photo.
I love it. It's so great. And on top of that, you had complained about Jeremy not mounting the television for so long. I mean, forever. And he finally does it. And then you get so much crap.
And it was his birthday weekend, too. Like, his parents were coming into town. It was his birthday weekend. And he woke up. He slept in that morning, and whenever he woke up, he texted my iPad and I was like, good morning. Why am I getting texts about the TV? Because then his buddies are hearing and texting him and ha ha ha, you're an idiot. That TV's dumb. You so stupid. Still getting harassed about that. And it is completely correct. It is where it is supposed to be. We did a great TV debate rebuttal and talked to people about it, and everybody had my back. And I don't think it was sympathy. And it's not just because I handpicked those people.
Yeah, all those experts in quotation were friends and family.
And the former house owner. Now, here is another one of those moments where I just talked too much and you tried stopping me and I just plowed through.
Oh, no.
And kept on going.
Hey, what happened?
I do have a weird hair. And I have to be very careful how
I
say this.
Just don't.
You do have hair downstairs. Well, not in that region, but at the top of my thighs, where on my left side, I've told you I have a stupid tattoo. I have like a random stray that kind of escaped and went over there. And I have no other hair anywhere near that area. But then I have one long black hair that's right next to a flower.
Like, where'd you come from?
Is that a whisker?
Are you lost?
Yeah. Intro challenge. Who does it better? Amy, hit it. I am Lacey G.
She has a family of three, including her hubby and her puppy. Two granny hands and one wandering pube. I am so glad we started implementing the intros.
I am too most days, but I just feel like you always beat me.
No. Uh-uh. Yeah, you won, even though you cheated, solicited votes.
Yeah, I won. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter how I won. It just matters that I did win.
Oh, it was so great. It's like, fun. It's so fun doing it sometimes, and the other times I forget. I'm like, oops, could have done better.
So we also wanted to talk about some of our own personal favorite moments from this year, but I do have to talk about something that happened to me, the very first thing that happened to me a couple of years ago. I
normally work New Year's here. So I haven't had a New Year's Eve in a couple of years. Last year it fell on a weekend, so I went and saw my family instead. I still didn't do New Year's. This year I'm off, so I'm going to go out. But I never had a big New Year's for the past many, many years. So I had gone out to a party a couple of years ago, a little house party, didn't drink, came home, had to go to sleep, get up early. Well, I had a little Pomeranian then named Sassy, and Sassy was sick. Sassy, it was getting towards the end for Sassy. And Sassy was sick, and Sassy and I are sleeping in the bed. Jeremy's not home. We're sleeping in the bed, and Sassy scratched me to go outside, and I was like, leave me alone. Just get off of me. She turned around and squirted poop on me.
Little bitch.
She was sick. She was very sick, and I should have just taken her outside, but I just thought maybe she was wanting attention or something. But yeah, she squirted poop on me, and so I had to get up, wash the sheet. She got it on.
This is so graphic.
Sorry. She got it on my panties too, so I had to throw everything in the washer.
Whoa, and then I would just throw those away.
I probably should have. I probably still have them, actually. Is this too much right now?
Yes, I've gotten rid of them. Why?
And then I slept on the couch, and I switched the clothes over into the dryer before I came to work. Well, Jeremy was coming home from work, and I was like, hey, babe, by the way, Sassy had an accident in the bed. Just so you know, everything's in the dryer. In case you want to take a nap whenever you get home, you'll have to make the bed. Well, then I started thinking about it, and I was like, the only thing that's in there are my sheets and my underwear. And he's going to be like, now who had an accident in the bed?
Yeah, wait a second.
But that was how I kicked off my year, probably 2015. First thing that happened to me, dog poo.
Wow.
On me. And my panties.
Oh, thanks for clearing that up.
So what are some of your favorite moments from this year?
I really liked the parties that I did. I had that 66th Route 66 birthday party for my mom. I love girl time. I love my family. And the Alice in Wonderland with my sister, I talked about that. It's just good to spend time with people you love.
Mm-hmm.
Those are some good personal highlights of the year. And then my vacations. Putting my feet in the ocean means so much to me. It's science. I mean, the ions do change your energy. Mm-hmm. It's fantastic. So those are really great. And, of course, family was there, too. So, yep, those are my personal highlights. And hiking, sorry. And, oh, kayaking. We bought kayaks.
That's exciting.
And a hammock this year. Yeah, lots of adventures.
I love hammocking.
Mm-hmm.
I love it so much. We don't do it enough. We have one outside, and then we have a travel one, but we don't do it enough. My highlights this year has definitely been family. I've had some great times with my nieces. We went to Disney this year, which was fun and not fun at the same time. But I did get some quality time with the family. And that was cool because normally I only get to see them at Christmas time. So I got to see them, I think it was June or July. It was July. So I got to see them halfway through the year. So that was fun.
That's special, too. A special place.
Mm-hmm. And my niece came to my house. So that was really cool. Even though she's crazy. Everything that she wanted to play was like, okay, our parents are dead. And then there's this. And we're zombies and our parents are dead. And I'm like, why is everybody dead? You need to stop. And we went to a restaurant and she was drawing. And then she took a red crayon and started stabbing it. And finally, my mother-in-law was like, stop it. And she goes, what? I'm just killing the cat. And she's like, I know what you're doing. Stop. But I don't know where she gets that from.
I can tell from your actions with the stabbing motion of the crown. You're sick. That's messed up.
She really was. But she is an adorable 5-year-old. She just started school this year. And then my family just recently moved closer. Unfortunately, I've been too busy to see them hardly at all. But, you know, 2017, 2018, maybe I'll get around to doing more of that.
At least they're there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Jeremy's just awesome. I'm glad to have Jeremy. We've had some fun times this year. I went to Boston for my first time ever, which is located in Massachusetts.
Mm-mm. You said it wrong.
Of course, Italy was a freaking blast. I don't know. I'm just grateful. I've had so many good times, so many great memories from this year, even though I'm not naming any of them. And my life-changing dress.
True. Your life-ending dress.
My life-ending dress. I won't be taking my life in that dress, but I will be on display at my funeral yes. in that dress.
The end of your life dress, sorry.
That was a big deal, and that was a lot of fun. What are some things that you're looking forward to next year?
Gosh, I didn't prepare. Just more of the same. My kids are getting so fun. Like, they've got great senses of humor. We stayed up late last night just laughing and just making each other laugh. It's just cool that I like spending time with them. So just more of that. And the big thing, crossing my fingers, we're planning on a big family vacation.
Yay.
Yeah. So I hope that happens. I don't know. Challenge to do better. I'm going to try to do better, guys.
My goal for next year is just to get my crap together. Sometimes I feel like I can't get it together no matter how hard I try. Sometimes I feel like I'm adulting all wrong. So I just want to be a better person next year. I don't do New Year's resolutions, though, because my birthday is January the 14th. So if I say I'm going to do something, I'm going to quit after 2 weeks anyway. So I might as well just not start. But I just want to be a better person all the way around. I tried that a little bit with a life coach. And then
what happened to her?
Our sessions were over.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Still working on it. But yeah, just get my stuff together, but still have fun.
Yeah. Yeah, it's all about fun. Otherwise, what's the point? Be good.
And if you don't have any plans for New Year's Eve, oh my God, you better come hang out with me. I'll make vegetables.
You'll make vegetables?
Yeah. I'll make you some vegetables.
Vegan balls.
Quinoa balls.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. Melon balls.
Oh, okay. All right. I'm down for that. I don't know. We'll see.
Balls?
It's just so far.
Just like saying balls now. All right. Do you have anything else?
No. I don't think so. Man, what a great year.
What a great year. We would like to say a big thank you for being here with us. We appreciate everybody who listens, and we like all the feedback that we get from you. So keep that up. Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips on Instagram and Facebook. Loose Lips Hips on Twitter. And we will see you next year.
And great joke.
Never gets old. Be safe. Happy holidays. And till then, keep your hips loose
and lips hip.
Thanks for listening.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Put in some romantic music.
Our duties continue in the new year.
I've only a few years to live.
I'm 1 year sober today.
Would you like some champagne?
I'm going to party like it's on sale for $19.99.
So in the year ahead, we will continue to pursue the comprehensive strategy for victory.
Okay, we're just going to leave you with a reflection.
Same time next year, yeah?
And I'm confident that our nation will meet the challenges that lie ahead.
Happy New Year!